As we near the end of the Practicing Assertive Kindness series, we reach a good point to invite in a new acceptance of the ups and downs that come with trying to be kind. The ups, of course, involve kindness itself. The calm contentment that comes when you are able to show genuine kindness to yourself or to others, or to both yourself and others in equal measure. When kindness comes effortlessly, it just feels good. And when kindness is expressed without allowing anyone to overstep your own boundaries, there are no downsides. It will only bring positives to your life. And the downs often come when we want to be kind, but we feel as though we've failed at it. If you've decided you want to be kinder and then one day you're triggered and you react heatedly and unkindly towards yourself or towards someone else, you might feel frustrated or disappointed with yourself. Settle into a comfortable posture for your practice now, if you haven't already done so. Make any movements you need to make to release any points of tension. Find a way to sit in stillness, in a posture that feels right to you today. And notice the breath. Just notice. When you do experience a setback, when you do feel that you've been unkind, or you've been kind in a way that has compromised your own boundaries, you're in an ideal position to welcome patience into the orbit of your emotions. Kindness and patience go hand in hand. Kindness is easier when you are willing to be patient. And patience comes more easily when you are choosing to act kindly from moment to moment. So, when you encounter those sticky moments on your journey, you can choose to see them as opportunities, not as failures. How can you, in this moment, choose kindness? How can you, in this moment, choose patience? I'll speak an affirmation now. And I invite you to listen to it first. Afterwards, we'll repeat it together. I move with kindness as a guiding intention and I choose it from moment to moment. Now speak it with me, either out loud or silently in your head, 3 times. I move with kindness as a guiding intention, and I choose it from moment to moment. I move with kindness as a guiding intention, and I choose it from moment to moment. I move with kindness as a guiding intention, and I choose it from moment to moment. And come back to the breath. The breath continues to move through the body. Notice the palms of the hands. Where are they resting and how do they feel? Notice the aliveness of your body. You are safe, comfortable, and calm. Now bring to mind someone you love and care about very much. Imagine they're standing in front of you. And bring to mind a neutral person. Someone you neither particularly like nor particularly dislike. Imagine they are standing in front of you too, right next to the person you love dearly. And then bring to mind a difficult person, someone you find challenging, who brings up uncomfortable feelings for you. Imagine they too are standing in front of you. The three of them stand beside one another, the person you love, the person you are indifferent to, and the person you find difficult. And to all of them, let's speak the same 5 phrases we've used in each of our loving kindness practices. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be resilient to the challenges of life. May you be appreciated for your positive qualities. May you be loved, regardless of your challenges or flaws. And let them go. You are aware of your body, and you are aware of your breath. You notice the space around you. There is gentleness and contentment here. There is nothing to do but be. Nowhere to go but here. And no one to be but you. When you're ready, your practice is complete.